planned Eastern Long Island wind farm will need cables to bring electricity from the offshore turbines to homes. But residents and activists don't want the construction in their neighborhoods. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports.
An 18-inch underground cable will transport electricity more than 30 miles from the turbines to the grid. Two sites have been proposed for the construction in Waynescott and in Montauk. Tom Bogdan is the president of a citizen advocacy group. He's concerned construction at a Montauk beach would hurt tourism.
It would do far more damage to Montauk's economic structure and lifestyle structure.
Waynescott residents have started a petition that also opposes the landing site construction in their area. Both groups have emphasized they are not against renewable energy, just the impact on their neighborhoods where the energy comes to shore. The 15-turbine wind farm is expected to be operational by 2022. Jay Shaw, WSHU News.